Blog Talk Radio.
Beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing to be with you once again today. Truly, we're thanking and praising God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise God. We thank God for the word of the Lord. Amen. We pray that God has blessed you over this weekend. Amen. We pray that your services, praise God, were power-packed and the Spirit of the Lord ministered mightily to you. Praise God. We're going into the word of the Lord. We just want to share, amen, a word from the Lord with you this morning. But before we do, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. I thank you for everyone that's listening, oh God. Thank you, Father God, just for your word and just for being God all by yourself. We ask that you bless in the word on this morning, that you just minister to those that are preparing to go to work, amen, maybe going to school or whatever tasks that are before them today. We pray, Father, that the ministry of the Holy Ghost would just minister and just keep your people, Father, protect and lead and guide on today. Strengthen, oh God. Father, as we begin this day, Lord, we don't want to begin it without you. Father, we need you in our lives even the more, Father. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. Now, God, we give this time into your hands, and we just thank you, God, for all things. Father, bless right now. Meet the needs of your people, Father. You know and you see everything. And we thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, I just want to share a scripture. The Lord gave me this message, praise God. And I just want to share this scripture with you. How many of you know, praise God, that God has angels that, amen, we can call on? We don't realize a lot of times the protection that we have. And that's what I want to talk about just for a few moments, is the divine protection of God and how he watches over us, his people. Praise the Lord. Amen. He looks to and fro. His eyes run to and fro to show himself strong on behalf of his people. Praise God. And I just want to share from Psalms 34:7. It says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." Praise God. As I read this scripture and I just begin to meditate on, praise God, the angels and how, I mean, they fight for us at times, praise God. And I'm just so encouraged to know that, amen, we have such a great army that's on our behalf and is fighting for us, praise God. Amen. There's more on our side than the enemy's side, praise God. And as we're dealing in our other study in demonology and deliverance and, praise God, the different strongholds and different things that often come up in our lives that we have to battle, praise God, it's good to know that we can call on God. Amen. We have the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, our comforter, our strengthener, our teacher, our leader, our God. He is a leader because he leads and guides us into all truth. Praise God. He does nothing but what Jesus or the Father would tell him to do. And so as we're linked in with the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, praise God, we're linked in with God. We're linked in with our Savior, praise God. And then the agent, the Holy Ghost, amen, that's in the earth today, praise God, is moving, praise God. And so as we stay in the flow, praise God, of the Spirit, praise the Lord, at times we will even know, amen, when to call even for the angels as we go up in warfare, praise God, and we begin to do war, praise God, in the heavenlies, praise the Lord, amen, because there is a great battle going on, praise God, and this great war is against the flesh and the spirit, amen, it's between light and darkness, praise God, but the Bible says the angel of the Lord encampeth, that means he dwells, he abides with us that fear him, that reverently fear him, that seek him, that obey him, that walk right with him, and delivereth them. So it's God that brings the deliverance in our lives. Amen. It's the power of God, amen, that goes and does the work that only he can do. Lord. Now listen, beloved, the Lord abides with us, with those that reverently fear him, those who put their complete trust in him and choose to dwell with him, and he dwells with us, and he will deliver us. Again, praise God. This is the scripture. This is what God wants us to know, amen, that he is walking with us, praise God, that no matter what battle you find yourself in, no matter what fight you find yourself in, when the enemy comes against you, you can call on the very angels of the Lord, amen, call on God, beloved, because he will help you, amen. He wants us to know that he is a very present help. He's right now, right here. Amen. A very present help in a time of need, in a time of trouble. Praise the Lord. Now listen, God comes to our rescue when we serve him faithfully. Amen. It's benefits. There are benefits in serving God. There are benefits in being committed to God. There are benefits in being faithful to God. And only what we do for Christ is going to last anyway. Praise God. So there are benefits. God comes to our rescue. We do not have to fear what the enemy may attempt to do. We talked about fear on our last broadcast and how fear paralyzes and how fear will keep us in bondage, praise God. But one thing we do know, amen, we do not have to fear, praise the Lord. We do not have to walk in bondage, praise God, because God has set us free, amen. So don't fear when the enemy attempts to do harm to us or bring trouble in our lives, praise God, because God abides with us continually. God sees everything that we may have to endure, praise God, everything. There's nothing that we would ever go through that God, first of all, does not know about it, beloved. So he's not going to lead you down a road and leave you there by yourself. Amen. He is a present help. He is, amen, he's even our pavilion. He's our high tower. Praise God. He's all these things. Amen. To us. All we need to do is tap into the power of God, tap into his presence, and stay in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Now listen, he will give us the direction and guidance that we need, beloved, when it's necessary for us to walk through a difficult season in our lives. Amen. And we all walk through various seasons. Amen. For various reasons. Amen. But he will give us the direction. He will guide us. He will instruct us. Even in times when we need to be corrected, even in the various seasons, sometimes we need to be corrected. Praise God. Amen. And God will do that. Amen. He wants to keep us right in that vein. Amen. He wants to keep us flowing in the Holy Ghost. Amen. In times of trouble, when the apostles went through trouble, praise God, they kept their eyes on God because they continued to pray. And one of the things that I'm seeing in the churches that's so subtle sometimes and sometimes not is people just stop praying. We at one point were having corporate prayer before our services, and you know, people don't want to pray or whatever, the lack of prayer, or well, it's just us, you know, whatever it is, but we still need to pray. We must come together corporately and pray, just bind together. Sometimes, you know, you never know what people are going through and they need a release even before the service starts. Beloved, it's important that we pray. We must pray. If we want to stay, we must pray. If we really want to last, we must fast. Praise God. We must give over to the spirit realm more than the flesh. Amen. We feed our flesh all the time. Praise God. We pet our flesh all the time, but we must stop that. We must rely on the Holy Ghost. Amen. Walk in the spirit. When we walk in the spirit, we will not fulfill the dictates, the appetites, the lusts of the flesh. So it's important that we pray, that we bind together, know that God will guide you and lead you and direct you. Praise God. God will come to our rescue when we call on him. Praise God. And Isaiah 65:24 says this, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Amen. So this is a powerful scripture to know that before you even begin to say the words, he's answering you. He said, I will answer. And while you are yet speaking, he says, I will hear. Not only will he hear, he will heed. Praise God. He will do what needs to be done. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it's important, again, that we seek God. Call on him. If you're at work and you find yourself in a troublesome situation, call on the Lord. You can pray right within yourself. God, help me. God, give me wisdom. Father, what do I do? Lord, I don't know what's going on. Father, help me. Lord, God, I don't like what I see or what I hear right now. But God, I'm asking you to come in. I'm asking you to give direction, give guidance. Father, give me what to say. If you find yourself in a situation you don't know what to say, call on the Lord. Whisper that prayer to the Lord. That's why we must pray at all times. Amen, every situation. Amen, we must pray. Praise the Lord. The scripture also states that he will give us provision and wisdom so that the work of the Lord can continue. Praise God. He will give us the provision that we need. Amen. He will even give us power to get wealth. Praise God. I was so blessed yesterday to hear a situation, to hear how God is providing for the people, how he's giving wisdom. Amen. In the area, in the natural area, praise God, but it's still provision, praise God, and God will do that. He is so faithful to his word. Amen. He gives us plans and ideas, amen, so that we can be prosperous in the things of God and also even in our natural, praise God, praise the Lord. So God is faithful, again, praise the Lord. One of the reasons some of us are not blessed or we fail to get the blessing that God has us to that he wants for us is that we fail to completely obey him, amen, to the fullest, amen. Partial obedience is disobedience. Doing just a little bit just because, you know, well, I'm going to do this much, but I can't go that far, is still disobedience. We must walk in complete obedience to the word of God and the will of God for our lives. Amen. Praise God. God must be our leader. Amen. And we must allow him to lead us. Praise the Lord. Now, what this means simply is that we must obey God in all that he asks and what he says. Amen. One of the things that caused the children of Israel to be blessed, praise God, was that they obeyed God. When they obeyed him and they followed him to the fullest, God gave them everything he promised them that they would have, everything. Amen. Their enemies were not able to conquer them. Praise God. They were given the land that they were supposed to have, praise the Lord, because when they followed God and they did what he told them to do, praise God, and they were obedient to that, God blessed them, and God will do us the same way, praise the Lord. He will bless us. He'll make us lenders and not borrowers, for example. Praise God, he'll make us the head and not the tail. Praise God, you may feel like you are by yourself right now, beloved. You may feel like, you know, you're walking through some things right now, and you just, there's nobody that you can, you know, that can walk with you, or there's just no one there, but Jesus is there. He cares. You don't have to worry. Praise the Lord. God is with you. He will strengthen you. Amen. I'm sure all of us at times have felt that, you know. No calls, no one to encourage, but God encourages you. Amen. The word of the Lord will encourage you. Praise God. You look to the Lord. Look to the hills from whence cometh your help, beloved. Your help comes from the Lord. Amen. It doesn't come from man. It doesn't come from flesh, but it comes from God. So don't put your confidence in man. Put your confidence in God. Put your complete trust in him. There will come a time when that trust and that confidence will pay off. You will be so much stronger, and you will know in times of trial, in times of real turmoil, praise God, that God will be the one that will give you the peace that you need, peace that passeth all understanding. It will keep your heart and your mind in Christ. Amen. So know that God will come to your rescue when you call on him. Praise God. Now listen, God will cause the angels to fight on our behalf as we position ourselves and make a determined effort to gain the ground that has already been promised to us. Amen. There is ground that God has already said is ours. Praise God. But then God has to give us how to get it. Amen. There are things that God has promised you. In ministry, there are things I know that the Lord wants us to do. Praise the Lord. And God will give us the plans, and he'll give us wisdom how to do it. But you must step out. Don't be afraid to obey the Lord. Don't be afraid to step out now. This is a time where you must stay in sync with God. Obey him. Amen. Do what he says. Watch God move for you. Watch those angels, amen, fight on your behalf. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Over the last few weeks, the Lord has let me see angels I saw. We were praying with a lady not long ago, and there were two angels, one on each side of her, and the Lord just ministered to her that he was undergirding her, and these angels were protecting her. Oh my God, they were huge. They were warriors, praise the Lord. And God let her know that he had come to her rescue, and those that were fighting against her, he was going to fight against them. Praise God. And so we must be very, very careful. Even when we talk about people, when we low-rate, when we criticize, we got to be careful, beloved. If you find yourself criticizing, amen, talking negative, talking down, praise God, you must know that God, amen, is going to get you for that. Be careful. Praise the Lord what you say about people and how you talk about them. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. It's best to pray. Praise God. Because one thing we're finding, when we really get in there in prayer, praise God, God will begin to change us. It's not about, like we said, amen, even on yesterday, it's not about our brothers, our sisters, our aunties, our uncles, grandmamas, granddaddies, mamas, daddies. It's not about them. It's about us. Praise God. Where are we? Praise the Lord. Amen. So be very careful, beloved. You don't know how God is fighting for a person. You don't know, amen, what angels are fighting for them. And they are our allies. Praise God. They do fight on our behalf and for us. Praise God. That's an army, amen, that we are privy to because we are in the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. So be very, very careful what you say. Thank you, Jesus. Now, God comes to our rescue during times of persecution, hardship, and tragedy. God comes, amen, to our rescue. There are many examples in the Word of God where God came to the aid of his people. Amen. Many, many examples. So we need not fear when the enemy comes in like a flood. Amen. Because the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against the enemy, against the storms of life, the tidal waves, the tsunamis. Oh, praise God, the hurricanes, the things that come in to literally destroy. Amen. We've walked through a season where the enemy literally wanted to destroy us. And even now, you know, we are recovering and the Lord is really helping us and is strengthening. Praise the Lord. But, you know, it's sad that when you see the devastation, praise God, the after effects of that. Praise God. And sometimes people don't quite understand where you are, beloved. But when God can pull you right back up, praise God. Amen. You'll be like that palm tree. Praise God. You'll bend way over and it look like you're just not going to make it. Praise the Lord. But you will make it. You will succeed. You will get there. Continue to seek God. Don't give up. Just keep your eyes on the Lord. God is so faithful. Praise God. The Lord says, the Word of God says, it is not by might and it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. God is the one that does the work. Praise God. He is the one that will see us to victory. Praise God. So we must continue to keep our eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on God. Praise God. Don't let down your guard. Praise God. Continue to seek the face of God. Amen. Continue to trust him in this hour. Now listen, God will fight for you and you will come through victorious because he loves you and he cares about your every need. Beloved, you are a winner. Praise God. Remember that. You are a winner. Praise God. You're on the winning side. You're victorious in the Lord. Praise the Lord. And God will see you through to complete victory. Hold on to the Lord. Praise God. Continue. Amen. To walk pleasing to him. Praise God. Continue to obey the word of God. Amen. And walk in the complete will of God. Amen. Be determined to walk in the will of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to share a word that the Lord gave me. This was a very I want to say it's timely, praise the Lord, but it's also, I almost want to say earth-shaking, praise God. Whenever the Lord gives words like this, praise God, sometimes I like, oh my, Lord, do you really want me to share this? But he put this on my heart this morning, and so I want to share this word with you, praise God. There's about to be a major, some major, major things that's going to shake the church. Death will come, amen, to the church, to the body of Christ. Amen. We're going to see catastrophic events take place over the next few months. Praise God. And so it's important that the body of Christ get linked in with God. Praise God. God desires to do a deep work in the people of God. We must continue to walk in the Spirit. Praise God. We must stay linked with the Holy Ghost. He is our helper and he is our strengthener. Beloved, you must continue to keep your eyes on the Lord. Do not lose focus no matter what takes place in your life. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Do not fear because of what you may see and the things that you may see going on around you. Don't fear. Don't fear. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Praise God. Know this, beloved. God will walk you through this season. He will walk the body of Christ through. But it's very, very important that we keep our eyes on the Lord. There will be major, major deaths that will take place. Praise God. And it will shake the church. It will shake the church as a whole. Praise God. So it's important, amen, that we, oh my God, that we really just get in there with God. Praise the Lord. I can't say that enough. Praise God. God will walk you through. He will walk us through this season. Amen. We must continue to look to the Lord. And we must always pray. Trust God. He will bring you through. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. There are afflictions that will come. Praise God. But God will deliver you out of them all. The angels are encamped around about you. Know this, beloved. He is protecting you, and he's watching over his word to perform it concerning you. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. He constantly watches over his word in order that he may perform everything that he has promised. Praise God. Stay linked with God. Walk in sync with the word. Praise God. Amen, and you will see the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your people. We thank you, God, that you are watching over your word. And Father, we pray that you will prepare your body. We pray that the things that the church must endure during this season, during this time, that you will undergird, Father, that you would strengthen, oh God. God, sometimes you step back and you allow major things to happen to get our attention. Father, touch your body, touch your people everywhere. Father, the pastors and the leaders and the ministers, the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists, the pastors and the teachers, oh God. Father, touch your leaders everywhere. Father, help us heed the clarion call. Oh God, help us to see the times that we're living in, dear Lord. Help us, God, to press into your spirit, press into your anointing, and continually seek your face. Father God, the things that you're going to allow to come that will be earth-shattering, God, will be catastrophic and traumatic. Oh my God, but Lord, you promised to see us through. And Lord, we thank you for that. I'm asking you, oh God, that the very angels of the Lord would encamp around about those that fear you, oh God, because you said you would deliver. You said that you would set free. You said that you would bring through. You said that you would make whole, God, because we are victorious in you. Lord, we trust you. We depend on you. We rely on you. God, there's no God like you. And Father, every apostolic voice that's going forth in the land today, every prophetic voice that's going forth in the land today, I pray that you strengthen. I pray, God, that you would touch us, your leaders, everywhere. I pray for those that are sick in body. I pray for those that are going through in their bodies right now that are being attacked, oh God, even in their minds and their bodies. And Father God, whichever way that they're being attacked, I pray that you would strengthen. I pray for the prayer warriors, and I pray for the intercessors to arise and take their rightful position in the Holy Ghost. I pray that, Lord God, you will open the eyes of your people, that their eyes will be enlightened according to your word. I pray that your perfect will would be done in the lives of us, your people, in the body of Christ. I pray, Father, that you would shake us loose from the dead works, oh God, the works that we've been attached to that we think have life in it, but they're dead works. I pray that we will be shaken loose from that, oh God, that we would repent, that we would get to the altars and repent and cry to you, Father, for resurrection life in our lives, for restoration of ministry, for renewal, Father God, for reconciliation. I pray, God, that where there's been so much discontentment and discouragement and all of the things that's pulled our spirits down, that, Father, we will recognize that what we need is you. Who we need is you, dear Lord God. Father, touch your people now. Minister right now, God, Abu Shando. Oh, God, minister right now through these internet radio airwaves. Minister to everyone that would listen to this message. Father, we thank you for it now. Prepare our hearts and prepare our minds, oh God, Lord God, because you always warn, God. You speak through your prophets, and as a prophet of God, Father, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for what you're doing and how you're speaking. Continue, God, the work that you have begun. Lord, we thank you. We depend on you. We trust you, God. We choose to walk upright before you. We choose to walk in sync and in line with your word. We thank you for the very protection of the angels, oh God, of the Lord, that encamped around about us. We thank you now for what you're doing. You continue to lead and guide by your spirit. Father, we'll never cease to praise you. We'll never cease to give your name praise, honor, and glory. Minister now, Holy Ghost. Do the work that needs to be done. Strengthen and encourage, oh God. Keep us built up, Father. And God, we'll never cease to praise you, nor give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we thank God, amen, for this broadcast you have been listening to, Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We do thank God for the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. We pray that you will continue to listen, amen, to the broadcast, and that God will continue to minister. I feel such the presence of God right now, and I believe that he is ministering to those of you that are listening. Amen. Stay encouraged, beloved. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Know that God is with you. He will strengthen you. He will bring you through. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We just ask that you would be blessed today. Amen. We ask that you would continue to pray. Praise God. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen. And stay encouraged, beloved, because God is with you. He will walk you through. Praise God. Until we meet on our next broadcast, it is my prayer that God will strengthen you and encourage you today. Continue to lift you up. Oh, my God. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Stay in there with God, beloved. Don't be moved off of where you are. Keep your focus on the Lord. Keep your eyes and your direction and your attention on him. He will walk you through. Praise God this time. Until we meet on our next broadcast, it is my prayer that God will bless you, that he will minister to you all throughout the day. Praise God. As you go to and fro, praise God, that the angels of the Lord will protect you and lead you, that God will lead you and guide you, keep you in his care until we meet again. It is my prayer that God will bless you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, God bless you, beloved.